My name is Eleanor Senemi, and I'm a student. And I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Watches. It tells a story of a world in which everything is provided for the people by watches, which are personal assistants that are always with the people. Their lives function on this point system, in which they're rewarded for watching ads, giving them more points. Jean had turned 18 the previous month, though had forgotten about citizen support season. Marching swiftly back to her bedroom, she flipped on her television and sat gingerly at the foot of her bed, as if it was not her own. Her voice quivering. Could you show me any running ads? My apologies, Jean, but your point count is not currently sufficient to use your television, as you must have upwards of 7,000 points to operate it. You may, however, view any running advertisements on your CIS watch. Show me any running ads. Jean's voice now quivered with drops of hysteria pooling in the recesses of her thoughts. The following advertisement is brought to you by Rigel Pharmacy and will add 50 points to your system. Please say accept if you wish to view the following advertisement or decline if you do not wish to earn 50 points in support of Rigel. The watch now emanated a sickly glow as the CIS chirped on. Accept! Accept! As she stared at the watch face, an advertisement for a drug called the Star Supplement by Rigel claimed to calm your nerves so you get the best out of your very own Rigel life. An advertisement for a new color-changing watch band followed. Clip after clip, product after product. After what felt like days passed by and the sky darkened to a sickly sepia tint, Jean found herself glassy-eyed and hot with nerves. Congratulations! Your point total is now 9,268. You have not made any purchases based on these advertisements, so we are asking you to complete a brief survey to help us improve our advertising system to better suit your needs. No, please, I'm fine. Jean, you may not acquire any further points if... The silvery sound of Jean's CIS was silenced by the chiming of Jean's doorbell sounding from her television and watch. Instinctively, her mind turned to her car. In retrospect, she regretted buying the car, but maybe she deserved something nice after the day's tribulations. As she reached her front door, a prickle grabbed at her shoulders and ran its fingers down her spine. Something was amiss. Her doorbell did not sound when she had anything delivered to her package receptacle. That meant someone was out there, just on the other side of her door. Hey, CIS, show me my front door. The face of her watch brightened with the view from her door. Outside, two security bots stood rigidly outside the ash-colored door to her apartment. Is something wrong? Jean frantically whispered to her CIS. I am sorry. That question is beyond my capabilities at the moment. The voice spilling from the watch was cold and twanged with a robotic timbre. Jean knew she had only one choice, for ignoring them would be crossing the line. She would answer her door. With a soft swish, her door popped open as her CIS sensed her proximity to the entrance. The two bots spoke in unison with the same voice as her CIS. Hello, Miss Jean. We have noticed some unusual activity reported from your CIS regarding your current point status, advertisement viewing, and lack of donations during citizen support season. Because you have made no donations and are not responsive to advertisements, Rigel is investigating your loyalty to the company. Please come with us. Please. Her voice was tainted by a stuttering whine. I just made a mistake. Tears were welling in Jean's eyes as her heart spasmed with a fear unlike anything she had ever experienced. This wasn't supposed to happen.